boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
We had our company Christmas party today.
Oh, yeah. We still work here.
You know, some stuff always goes down at the holiday party.
Oh, you know what? Yes, it does.
That's why we have ours during the daylight.
We had some great lunch from Zio Giano's. Oh. Taylor didn't get a gondola.
No, but I did have garlic bread, and that is equally as delicious.
But we did this little like gift exchange. I don't even know how to explain it. But basically, you had a gift in front of you mm-hmm. that was not the one you brought. And it was wrapped, or it was in a little bag.
Yeah.
And then we had little like deck of cards. And then like depending on what you had, if it was like a queen or a joker or eight of spades or whatever it was, it would tell you if it needed to move or if you could steal or if you could
open it or tell somebody yeah. else to open it. There's like a whole code. It was actually a really cool concept.
It was really fun. However, before we started this game, producer Ben spilled some tea to me.
Did he?
Yeah, we're supposed to spend $25 on this gift.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me today he didn't spend any money.
Really?
And he re-gifted something. And I go, okay, that's fine. What'd you re-gift? He goes, do you remember what you brought back in like 2020? I was like, no, I don't remember what I bought to a company Christmas party in 2020.
Yeah, I have no idea.
It's like 4 years later. He's like, you brought this really cool box of like all these games. It's got like checkers, solitaire, chess in there, tic-tac-toe. Mm. There's 12 different games in there. Well, I never opened it after I won it, so I'm regifting that.
Nice.
And you know what? I couldn't be mad at him because I really wanted to win that gift back.
Okay.
So I did everything in my power during this game to make sure I won that gift back. I just needed to find out what his wrapping was. And it was a simple. That man will tell you anything.
Yeah, it was easy.
So I figured out what wrapping it was, and I knew what I needed to do to get this toy, this present back.
Did you steal it back?
Well, it was originally in my possession when it was finally my turn, and when the card I pulled out, I had the choice to open mine and keep it, or I could steal from somebody else and keep theirs. And there was one other thing that was really, really cool, and I decided... not to take that, but in fact, take my gift back from 2020.
Nice.
So I at the company party got my gift back after 4 years.
4 years
and
later.
And you know what? He never opened it. You can tell. It still has all of its tape on it and everything.
I mean, that's a win for you, I guess.
I'm actually really excited.
Is it a surprise you maybe weren't expecting?
And in girl math, I'm plus some dollars.
Yay. You left making money back.
I did.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I know you have a bit of an obsession with your security cameras at home.
I do love them.
Constantly checking them, catching stuff on there. And I have to tell you about this because now I feel like you need to be looking out for like really great moments that you capture, because Ring has put out their top captured moments of the year of things people have found on their cameras. So here's some ideas of things you could be looking for to maybe submit for next year. The first one is a couple who realized that like all of the moments of their relationship were captured on Ring, from the first date, the first time that one of them came over to the house, first time they came home after the wedding, first time bringing home their puppy. It was a really sweet compilation of all of their moments. The next one is a guy who has a Ring camera because he lives in a neighborhood with some pretty high crime rate. So he has a camera to make sure he's catching anything that goes wrong. And when he got a motion alert, he was like, oh man, here we go. But instead, it was his neighbor's dog in his yard chasing his own tail. Just around in circles.
That's funny.
He's like, it was nice to catch something that wasn't criminal, but funny for once. Another one is a lady named Pamela, who was using the like microphone feature to talk through the camera because she got chickens at her house, okay? And the chickens were skedaddling across the driveway where they are not supposed to be. So she's yelling through the Ring doorbell being like, get back to where you're supposed to be. And you know what? The chickens listened.
They go back
to where they were supposed to go, back to the coop, and they ran off. Very impressive.
Wow.
Another one is a case of theft, but not a porch pirate. Groundhogs. Groundhogs, a couple of them, came up to this person's door and stole their welcome mat and go running off with it. These little tiny groundhogs.
Really?
Yeah. And then beyond that, it didn't get caught on camera, but they just tore up like the throw pillows that were on their little porch couch. I just never thought that groundhogs were that bad.
I had no idea.
And the last one was right after Thanksgiving, funny enough. This dad and daughter are caught on camera being chased by a turkey into their car.
Oh.
They're like going outside, and then they realize there's a turkey across the street running at them, so they quickly get in the vehicle because turkeys are scary.
Yeah.
So I feel now you have some ideas to maybe look for.
I was bummed because the other day when it was kind of not the ice storm we got on Saturday, but it was like a week before that, there was a little bit of ice on ground, and I was... It was right where the camera view is. I slipped and fell on my butt. But it was too dark outside.
Dang it!
I know! I was like, this would have been good.
I need you to plan that better next time.
Do you just want me to keep slipping and falling?
Well, at least...
We're going to need some good insurance around here.
In front of the camera, at least.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon. And Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I got a real dumb idea, so I kind of want to... See what you think.
Oh, that's a good start. All right.
I have an idea for what I think could be a new holiday that would be tomorrow.
Well, geez, you're not giving a lot of planning time.
I know, not time. You have zero time to decorate. You've got zero time to really plan for it. But here's the thing. I think it's a holiday that it's going to be almost like Thanksgiving and Easter, where it's like it depends on the month and the
the calendar falls.
Right. And how it's going to land. So it's not going to be like the 4th of July where, you know, it's always on the 4th of July.
It's not always going to be on December 21st.
Exactly.
Okay.
My idea for this holiday is called Stocking Saturday, and it will be the Saturday before Christmas. And what Stocking Saturday is you go out and you buy whatever you need to fill those stockings for those you haven't yet bought for.
Thank you for clarifying. I thought you meant stock your favorite person.
No, we're not here.
We're not stalking. We're stocking.
We're not being weird, okay? But yeah, we're going to... I think you should even wait, honestly. I think you should wait to buy those like gifts for the stocking until Stocking Saturday.
Okay.
And then we just kind of know it's Stocking Saturday and you get those last minute gifts. Because let's be honest, the stocking really shouldn't be something big.
No.
Don't be putting iPads in there.
No.
Like, don't be putting a lawnmower. Well, you could fit a lawnmower in there.
The world's tiniest lawnmower.
Maybe. But you got to be putting like small things. You know, that's the point of like bars of soap, chapstick, duh, socks and undies. You're putting the little things. And maybe some gift cards in there.
Yeah, candy, whatever.
Yeah, that's what the stocking is for. So Stocking Saturday is when you go out there and you get those last minute things for the stocking.
Mm-hmm.
And you waited until Stocking Saturday to get it. I'm saying this because I've been waiting.
I was going to say, is this you admitting that you've procrastinated stocking shopping?
But I thought, you know what? I would make it a holiday. So I'm considering that, you know, I'm counting tomorrow to be Stocking Saturday. Tomorrow I'm going to go out and I'm going to get neighbor man his stockings. I have no idea what I'm getting him. Maybe socks. I don't know.
I feel like guys are harder to fill their stockings because it's like.
What do you want?
You don't care about lotions and stuff.
You don't want chapstick probably.
Well, but maybe they do. I guess maybe that's stuff that he wouldn't buy himself. But you're like, you need this. Mm-hmm. You got crusty lips. I don't know. I'm not. That's
you've been
you
touching
think
his lips.
Absolutely.
I got
not.
Some questions if you're touching.
Never. Most of the time, you get home from a day of work, and you and your partner are pretty like synced up. If somebody had a bad day, the other one's gonna pick up the slack.
100%.
And vice versa. What's bad is when nobody's functioning and nobody's there to pick up the slack. So this is what happened to me last night. Both me and my boyfriend, I wouldn't say we had bad days by any means, but we both just had really long days and we were exhausted. I knew that when I pulled in last night. I was like, okay, I know he's tired. I'm also really tired. Let's make this a pretty easy evening. We got started on dinner, and then he drops one on me and is like, I need you to make cookies because I promised to bring them to my holiday potluck at work tomorrow. Immediately, I am on fire. I'm fuming. I'm so mad because all I wanted to do was just sit on the couch. So I angrily made the cookies while our dinner was finishing up cooking. But because he was tired, he was sitting on the couch playing on a game. And I'm like, okay, this is going to be one of those days where neither of us can pick up the slack for the other. Ouch. That sucks. I got over myself. I wrapped some presents and I was like, oh, it's just been such a long day. But what's really funny is you have days like that where like both of you are just no help to the other. Uh-huh. And then you wake up the next day and you're like, hey, hi. Oh my gosh, I miss you.
Oh yeah.
I love you.
Or I love when you have like a little disagreement, a little tiff. Yeah. I wouldn't say it's like a full blown argument, right? We're not like slamming doors or anything. It's just a little tiff or whatever. And then the next day you're like, oh my God, I love you so much. No, I love you. And it's just like, you act like you didn't even have that the day before.
I don't know what that is. Like, why is it like that? Because I woke up this morning and I didn't even think about it.
No, 100%. It's the weirdest thing about relationships. Were we like that with our best friends, though, growing up?
100%. You are on to something there. Because it's like, oh my God, Sally stole my toy.
Oh, yeah.
And then after recess, you come inside and you're like,
oh, you know what? I actually really like her.
Sally, do you want to sit by me at lunch?
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
It's actually beautiful out there right now.
Yeah.
Sun's out, guns out.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew it.
But last night, actually, when things were a little bit slippery on the roads by the time that we were leaving, and we've got TVs in the studio, the same wall that the windows are on. Okay, so Destiny gets to see the TVs behind me all the time, and you have unlocked a new dream. Okay, I want to ride along in the Road Warrior. You know, when they send out the weather vehicle to drive around and see, like, is the snowstorm, like, is it blowing? Is there still visibility on the road? Is it slippery? There was video on the news above us of them out driving around, and you were like, oh my gosh, how cool is that?
I don't want you to brag, but I had to drop off gifts to and thank you cards to Iowa's News Now for helping us like with stuff the wagon.
Yeah.
And who left in front of me and I got to follow for several blocks was the Road Warrior.
Stop it.
I don't know if they just take it around just to like grab some groceries or, you know, I don't know.
That's my next question.
You know, because I feel like I would.
So would I.
I would like to just take the Z vehicle just to go get groceries and see what happens.
No, see, that's fine. But like the
Road Warrior to go get, what, imagine that through
you get the looks in that thing.
Imagine that through the drive-thru.
They're probably like, what's coming?
Hello, what would you like to order?
And then they're like, I'm in the Road Warrior.
They would see it when you pull up.
I don't think they would actually announce.
You would tell everybody that you came in contact with.
Yes, I would.
Roll down the window at a stoplight. Hey, I'm in the Road Warrior.
Well, like I said, and at the drive-thru.
What would you like to order?
I'd be like, hi, I'm in the Road Warrior. I'll take the number one.
You'd be like, what are you talking about?
Like, what? Do you want ketchup or
it's
not?
It's sunny outside. Why do you have the Road Warrior out?
But man, would I flaunt that thing.
Oh, I would too. If I could just have one day in there.
Iowa's News Now. Put us on your car insurance.
Well... That's up to you. Today, I realized that my mom kind of put me through elf school, I think.
Really?
Yeah. And I've seen people on TikTok talking about this, like, oh, my parents sending me to elf school really paid off in the long run. And now I'm kind of like, I think I did that. So basically, it's people, the videos I've seen, like showing how to gift wrap properly, like how they do at the department stores, really fancy. And today I was like kind of really proud of myself, honestly. We had our company holiday party and there was a little fun gift exchange. So I brought a wrapped present and I didn't have like from me on it because it was all like anonymous. And you were like, oh my God, who wrapped that present? And then another person next to me was like, wow, I really like the looks of that one. So I was like, oh my God, I am an official elf. People like how I rep.
Mm-hmm.
Presents. I tied a really nice bow on there. It was looking great. And now I realize that when I was like probably in middle school and like super nosy, because that's how I was, I offered to help my mom wrap gifts because I was like, I want to know what everybody else is getting and maybe she'll even tell me what I got if I help wrap presents.
Well, of course, yeah.
So she like taught me, because my mom is really good at wrapping presents. She taught me how she does it. She taught me how she does her bows and all sorts of things. And now I feel like I'm finally feeling the payoff because people are recognizing it.
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be, and this is going to just get a little too much into your ego, but when I saw the present, it was so well wrapped and the bow on it was so perfect. I actually thought it was like a gift that like a manufacturer had done with a machine.
Period.
That's perfect with a robot of some sort. And that you just bought a gift exactly like that already wrapped at the store.
No, I didn't. I wrapped it on my floor last night.
I am so jealous because I am not like this at all in any sort of way. I had no training at all growing up because my mom left when I was really, really young.
Yeah.
So, you know, my dad, I don't know if he knows how to rap. I can tell you. I don't remember his rapping at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I've noticed looking at Neighbor Man's rapping and how he raps presents compared to mine, I'm getting jealous because he looks way better than mine.
Did he do elf training?
Yes, he said he helped his mom when he was younger.
Okay.
And that's the thing is I'm like, can you teach me? And then he tried to teach me and I got overwhelmed way too fast. So I'm like, maybe you could teach me. Maybe I can go to elf school with you next year.
Me?
But I think I'm going to need all 12 months. Because if I get overwhelmed real fast.
Yeah, we could probably kick it off like January
1. We're going to need to go from small all the way to large.
Yeah, we're going
to
need all 365 days.
Not only is it Stocking Saturday tomorrow, the new holiday I've come up with, where you go shopping for those stocking stuffers that you kind of forgot about.
Uh-huh.
But it's also Saturday Night Lights.
It is.
I will admit we failed and we missed last weekend only because the weather was really, really bad.
Yeah, it wasn't worth trying to go out and brave that.
No. So I think we need to double up our Saturday Night Lights. If you're like, what is Saturday Night Lights? What is it? You basically hop in the car and you drive around and look at Christmas lights. But I like to up it up a little bit, you know.
It'd be a little extra.
You have some popcorn, some hot cocoa. Uh-huh. Make sure the Christmas tunes are on.
Mm-hmm.
You like to wear your Christmas matching pajamas with your boyfriend?
I do. I need to make sure I gas up my car first because last time he didn't want to wear his pajama pants because he had to pump the gas.
Mm, don't embarrass him.
I got to make sure I do that beforehand.
Are you doing Saturday Night Lights tomorrow?
Yeah. So I had done it a couple weeks ago and I hit the North Liberty area. We went out to Solon and saw a couple. But this weekend we're going to be around Cedar Rapids. So I kind of want to hit Main Cedar Rapids and like Hiawatha area.
Hiawatha's good.
Is it good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
That's going to be
Marion
the big one.
Marion is good.
Mm-hmm. That's my goal.
Marion. I like Marion. Marion, you're doing pretty good over there.
Where are you going to be?
I'm thinking we haven't really hit outside of Cedar Rapids. We haven't really hit, we failed. And I don't recommend this. We just hopped in our car and just went up and down the roads of Cedar Rapids. Yeah. Don't do that.
Leads to disappointment.
It really does. So if you're going to do Cedar Rapids, you got to know where to go in Cedar Rapids. Mm-hmm. And I think we got to do that.
Mm-hmm. Have a little bit more of a plan. Mm-hmm. Are you going to map this out? You're going to print out some map quests?
Well, what I did last time is on your iPhone, because Neighbor Man's the driver every single time.
Yeah.
So on my iPhone, I put in multiple stops.
And I'm like,
okay,
that's
stop
smart.
Here, stop here. And I give it all the addresses and then it gives me the route.
Oh my gosh, like a personal parade.
Yes, exactly.
It's so fun.
So that's what I'm going to do. Got to make sure I have my hot cocoa, my popcorn, and some candy. Always have to have candy.
Yeah, I was lacking in that department last time. I didn't have any snacks.
And I think we're going to bring our cat, like you suggested.
Please do. Oh my God, I can't wait to hear how
we
got to
bring Princess Luna and see what she thinks.
I cannot wait.
I'm really, really proud. I got to brag a little bit, okay? That Neighbor Man passed school, so he just has one big test to take, and then he'll have his EMT.
Nice.
And you know that he wanted to get that and needed that so that he could be a firefighter.
Right.
Which is what his dream job is. And the Cedar Rapids Fire Department actually has their application open for firefighters. I'm trying to act like I know what I'm talking about. But firefighters, you know. That's open till tonight at midnight. That is closed.
Okay.
So I was Mama Bear a little bit last night. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you're applying tonight. No ifs, ands, or buts. You are not going to wait until the last day to apply because then that don't look good. I don't know if it doesn't look good, but I was like, it just makes you look more prepared if you apply 2 days
before. Well, and you push it off to the last minute, you're just going to be even more stressed.
Well, right. I'm like, what if something goes wrong tonight? You know what I'm saying? Like, what if you...
The Wi-Fi goes out.
Right, Wi-Fi goes out. Our car breaks down. We don't get home till like 11:59 and you couldn't apply. Let's do it tonight while we know the Wi-Fi is good and we're home. Mm-hmm. So I made him apply. And he, you know, he came up with a good point when he was applying for the job that we don't really talk about. And everybody's had to deal with when you've applied for a job, whether it's the one you have right now, or maybe you're looking for one, or maybe, you know, you've applied for in the past. But they all, if you're applying online, they'll ask for the resume. And your resume has
I know what you're going to say.
I know. Your resume says so many sorts of things. It includes where you went to school. It includes your past job histories and the duties as assigned. Mm-hmm. It includes so many different things. So what's frustrating and what Neighbor Man was getting a little frustrated about is like, why do I got to fill this out when my resume says all these things? Why are they making me fill this out again? And uh-huh. You know what? He's not wrong. Why do they make us do that?
I don't know. And I'm going to take it one step further. Here's what's really annoying is when you do that and you upload your resume document mm-hmm. and then it tries to autofill the answers.
Oh my God, that's the worst.
And then it takes your jobs out of order and it's got where you went to college as your last job and then all the formatting's wrong and you're like, why did you do this to me?
Or there's a word count and then you're like, well, you lost half of my job description because you have a word count of 20. How am I supposed to fit in 20 or something? It's so annoying, but it's just annoying that they're like asking you about your school history and your job history and the job, like the assignments and all the things. It's like, can't you just read my resume?
Right.
Why did I spend 6 hours on this resume for you to not even apparently read it?
To see if you care enough to do it twice.
Is that the only reason why?
I don't know. I've never been in charge like that, but I'm going to assume that's what it is.
Don't be the one who shows up at the party empty-handed. Cocktails are considered a side dish, you know? It's holiday spirits with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Christmas is just a couple days away. We just wrapped up an extremely successful Stuff the Wagon 2024. So we want to celebrate the holiday season and your contributions with your donations to Cedar Valley Humane Society with a holiday cocktail recipe that I'm calling the Peppermint Espresso Proud of You Martini.
Oh my God.
Okay.
What did you just call that?
The Peppermint Espresso Proud of You Martini.
That is genius. Does that take you long to think of?
Well, you know what? I thought of the drink first. I'm not going to lie because I've really wanted to do this. And then it just worked out because if we haven't said it enough, thank you so much for donating to Stuff the Wagon. Couldn't have done it without you. Let's celebrate with a drink.
I love that.
So this one's actually pretty easy. Not very many ingredients. I'm first now in my shaker of ice I'm making two drinks. Obviously, there's two of us. So I'm doing 4 ounces of vanilla vodka, which we love. It smells amazing. Then I'm doing 2 ounces of Kahlua or whatever coffee liqueur you choose. And it also smells really amazing. This is going to be so good for Christmas, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
You're having a gathering.
Does it have actual coffee? Can I pretend this is actual caffeine?
Oh, we'll get there.
Oh, okay, good.
We're getting there right now, actually. Then I'm going to do 2 ounces of espresso. I just bought like the cold because you want it chilled, obviously. But if you can make espresso at home, I'm sure it would be even better with some homemade stuff or go to your favorite coffee shop and get a little double shot of espresso from there. So yeah, we're getting some real coffee here. We need it after a
long... Good, I was a little tired today, so you know what? This is my nice little caffeine.
A long Stuff the Wagon, you deserve it. You deserve a little caffeine. Now comes the peppermint. We're going to do 1 ounce of peppermint schnapps because this stuff is potent with the peppermint. Burns your nose hairs off. And that's it. That's all the ingredients. So now I got to get my lid on here, and we'll give her a nice little shake.
That sounds good.
I gotta go pretty hard because we wanna make a foam, you know?
Oh, right? Is this like a brown sugar shake in espresso?
Yeah, there's like nice. A little, it's not cold foam, but because you shake it, There's that little bit of foam. That's freezing
cold. I love a brown sugar shaken espresso.
Okay, so now let's see if I did the foam right. I did! It's bubbly. And
nice.
There's a nice little foam on top. It smells amazing. Pepperminty, coffee-y. What more could you even ask for in this life? Nothing at all. And then if you want to garnish it, you could leave it there if you wanted to. But to be like a traditional espresso martini, I have like whole espresso beans. So I'm going to put two on top and hopefully they
float.
Look
at you being bougie.
They do. They float.
I had no idea they floated. I would have totally thought they would have sunk. I would have failed that in science.
And again, you can stop there if you want. Or since it's peppermint, I'm going to add a little candy cane to the corner of our martini glass. And then I'm going to come deliver this to you, Destiny.
Okay. I'm very excited about it. It looks very Christmassy. It's nice and, oh, yeah, with the little candy cane on the side. So, oh, my God, it smells perfect like Christmas.
Coffee.
Would you judge me if I woke up Christmas morning with this before we open Christmas presents?
I think that's absolutely fine if you choose.
Who wouldn't want to be sloshed while opening up presents?
Oh, good Lord. Okay, well, cheers.
All right, cheers.
And thanks again for Stuff the Wagon.
Yeah, congrats. This is for you. This drink is for you. I just wish you could enjoy it, but you know.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's like a...
It's like having coffee and you don't know you're getting drunk all day.
Oh, my God. A nice amount of peppermint in there. You could omit the peppermint if you wanted to, too.
I don't think
you should. A plain espresso martini. But that tastes like Christmas, and it tastes like victory.
Yeah. Sweet, sweet, sweet victory! How'd you get SpongeBob in here?
I'm up in my budget, you know.
Congratulations to you on a successful 2024 Stuff the Wagon.
Thank you. Couldn't have done it without you.
You should be really proud of yourself, Taylor. Just had a victory yourself.
Did I?
Yes. Okay, so she just made a holiday spirits drink. The name, again, was Peppermint Espresso Proud of You Martini.
Yeah. Because as a thank you for Stuff the Wagon, for you donating and making it all possible. And then it's also Christmassy because why not? And obviously it's 5 days away.
I have never had this happen during holiday spirits. During the break, while we're live on air, you're making the drink. I'm getting notifications on my phone. My sister Caitlin texts me and she goes, we need the recipe.
Okay.
You weren't even done. And she was asking for the recipe. And I said, the drink? Because I was like, is that what she's talking about?
What are you talking about?
She said, yes. So I gave it to her, and then she was telling me that her husband, Andrew, they must be in the car right now, that he thought she was crazy for drinking 4 ounces of vodka, and I reminded him, it's for two people.
It's two drinks. It is two drinks, I promise.
Can you imagine if it was just one?
No. I am at work.
We could go home early.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Have you personally really gotten into using ChatGPT at all?
No.
Really?
No.
Because you're not interested or you're just like not into it?
Not interested and also don't even know where I go for it.
Oh! All right. Okay.
Because I don't care to learn.
Well, yeah, I'm kind of the same way. I know there's an app for it. And I know my boyfriend actually really likes to use it for the gym, which is the one reason I would want to. If he's like, he doesn't have an idea of what kind of workout he wants to do, he'll type in like, give me an arm workout using only dumbbells or whatever. And then it spits out a workout for him. So I still haven't really dipped my toes into it because I'm just like, I don't know. Do I really want ChatGPT on my phone? I don't know. It kind of weirds me out a little bit. Well, now ChatGPT has launched its own 1-800 number. So you can call and ask ChatGPT anything you want instead of using it online.
I thought it was a 1-800 number to ask how to use ChatGPT, which then I was like, just ask ChatGPT how to use ChatGPT.
No, it's the exact same function, except you're basically talking to an AI woman who is going to spit out whatever answer you would get on the app, too.
Okay, so I could boop, boop, bop, bop. Hey, how do I get a date? And she'd be like, to score a date, you, I don't know.
No, that's exactly
Wait,
right.
Who got to be the voice of this? Because I'm, to this day, regret that I'm not the voice of Siri. Not
Did you have the chance? Did you truly think you had a chance?
No, I don't even think I was old enough yet when they were doing auditions, but like I have regrets. You know,
can you imagine calling ChatGPT and like asking a serious question like how long do I bake chicken for the oven? Like
chicken in the oven.
Yes, bake chicken in the oven, and it's Destiny's voice saying bake it at 350 degrees for 35 minutes.
It'd be crazy.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I watched another Hallmark movie last night because that's what I've just honestly been doing pretty much the last couple weeks. And I've noticed something about these Hallmark movies, especially the Christmas ones. It either the title of the movie is spot on to the plot of the movie.
Yeah.
Or it is, in like, it's literal, or it has nothing to do with the title and the plot.
It's like they just came up with something that sounded kind of Christmassy.
And they, like, opened a book, and they're like,
that'll do.
That, yep. Last night, I watched Happy Holidays. It's the newest, actually, brand spanking new. Came out last night on the Hallmark streaming channel. If you have the Hallmark channel, it'll come out on Saturday at 7 o'clock. Promote. But I told you that the only question you can ever ask me before you come up with the plot of the movie is ask me if you know the cast. And I told you, you do. The winner of Finding Mr. Christmas, which you told us about this TV show in Trending with Taylor.
Yeah.
It's like a show where these guys, it was about 10 guys came in and they like did all these sorts of like different little things to kind of figure out who was going to be Mr. Christmas. It could have been like wrapping presents, making an ugly Christmas sweater. And then they also had to act. They had to do a kissing scene.
Mm.
And the winner of Finding Mr. Christmas was Ezra Moreland, and he already has his movie out.
Okay.
Because it takes them 15 days to shoot it, legitimately.
So I have not been watching Finding Mr. Christmas. I know it's about finding the new Hallmark hottie. I definitely have not watched this Happy Holidays. So this is what I think that would be about with that information. So I think since it's starring that Hallmark hottie, it's about some like really professional business guy, okay? Like CEO type, wears a suit to work, but he's also like, I'm trying to think of a radio appropriate word. Everybody at the office.
A jerk.
Yes, the office jerk, because he's just mean. He's cold. He doesn't care about other people. He's there to do his job and leave and make money. Now, he's also single and he's pretty bitter about that, okay? That may be why he's such an office jerk. So he gets home every night and he just goes through the same routine. He's kind of lonely, but he doesn't want to admit that to anybody. And he notices this stray dog keeps coming up to his house. And he's like, get out of here. Ugh. Yuck. Stray dog. I'm too rich for this. And then eventually he starts to like soften up a little bit. He's leaving out water. He's leaving out some food. One really snowy night, he feels bad for the stray dog, lets it inside. But he's like, okay, this is one night. I'm not doing this. But the dog softens him up, and all it took was that dog to show him the true meaning of Christmas.
Is that the plot of Happy Holidays, the newest movie for the Hallmark Channel? Taylor, go ahead and ring that bell.
Shut up.
Ring that bell.
Shut up.
Ring that bell.
Ah!
I'm going to give it to you. You're pretty dang close. You
seriously?
Are pretty dang close. Close.
No.
Yes, you are.
I thought that was so dumb what I just wrote.
Hey, dumb works. Here we go. You're missing an extra character, though. But you know what?
I was wondering where the kiss would fall in.
Uh-huh. Max, who's Ezra from Finding Mr. Christmas, and Mia, who's just some other girl we don't care about. Mia is the star of the movie.
Okay.
So she is this blogger writer. Her life is a mess. She like cannot even wake up on time or anything. She is walking home one rainy night. And she sees a dog. His head is like stuck in a fence.
Oh.
So she saves the dog, and then the dog follows her home and then is like barking at her door. So she lets him in. It's kind of rough because she doesn't even know how to take care of herself, let alone how can she take care of a dog. So she tries.
Same girl.
She tries to take that dog, Russell, who she ends up naming, to Max, Ezra, the Fighting Mr. Christmas's little. He is a vet. He has a little place. She tries to take it to his place to basically pass off the dog. She's like, I don't want him. Okay. I can't take care of myself, let alone take care of the dog. And he's like, no, you're not going to do that. Mm-mm. We're going to have you take care of this dog. I'm going to teach you.
Oh.
So he tries to teach her while also she took a Max has a dog named Jules. Max, dog Jules, and her dog Russell fall in love. The dogs fall in love.
Hallmark, you gotta be stopped.
So Mia took a video of this, of them like kind of having a cute little date, and it blew up on social media. And so her boss is like, I want more. We need more of this Jules and Russell dog romance.
Oh.
But here's the thing. The humans actually hate each other. So they're having a hard time meeting up with each other and having to spend time to show this dog romance when they can't stand each other's guts.
Okay.
So that's the plot of the movie. You were pretty spot on. I'm not going to lie.
I got stray dog right.
You did. You just missed the romance of the humans and the dogs.
And I never would have guessed the dogs falling in love. Hallmark got me there.
My early Christmas gift, I shouldn't even say early because I was supposed to get it on Christmas, from Neighbor Man was a cricket.
But you've had it open for a week now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I've been playing with it, doing some tests, but now it's time to like start doing some arts and crafts because I've kind of gotten at least some things figured out.
Yeah,
you know?
The hang of it a little.
And I've noticed something about me cricketing is that I think I have a slight bit of a problem. Is that I'm not using it more for like arts and crafts, but mostly using it to label everything.
She says this as the top of her headphones say Destiny. What else did you show me that said your name on it?
My headphone case also says
Destiny. I noticed you got a new laptop cover. Are you going to put Destiny on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then last night I was continuing what I've already started, which is labeling all the cats and dogs' food, like their dog, like where we store all their food, mm-hmm. like the little bins. I was been labeling that so we know which dog and pet it goes to.
So you're not really, I mean, you're probably doing like fun fonts at least.
Oh yeah, and I've been doing some cute little emojis with them. But I told Neighborman, I said, you better watch out. I'm a little addicted to like labeling. Uh-huh. I'm like, pretty soon your underwear is going to be labeled.
Oh.
It might tell you it's Monday. Do you ever have underwear that said that? Uh-huh. That was the best freaking underwear we could have.
So that's what?
That's what he's going to have like, next. I'm going to label his underwear.
Thank you for buying me this. I'm going to label his undies.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
We're taking those toys that you asked for Christmas when you were younger and somehow, some way, making them into trivia questions.
All in the name of Christmas.
It's like, all in the name of what?
Christmas.
And tonight's trivia question is going to be a fun one. The British Association of Toy Realtors named this the toy of the century in the year 2000. What toy was it?
Toy of the century.
It's because it's the toy of the century.
That's nuts. All right. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
And no cheating, by the way. No Google searching.
Yeah.
Just for fun.
It's funsies.
We don't care if you're right or wrong.
You got to think about what, like, the bit. What is.
What was huge in 2000?
What's being worth the toy of the century? The whole century?
Were slap bracelets huge back then? Or is that the 90s?
I don't know.
Oh, that was the worst person.
I don't know.
And was that even considered a toy? In my head, it was. I like smacking people. Okay, never mind.
It's a weapon, more like it.
Yeah, 100%. The British Association of Toy Realtors named this the toy of the century in the year 2000. What toy was it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
Wow, we've got less than a week.
Oh!
Oh my, did you just panic?
Wait a minute, really?
Yeah, man.
Christmas is Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Really, you like only have time. Like this weekend, I mean, if you want to brave Monday, but like lots of places going to be closed Tuesday and Wednesday.
Dude, get your life together.
So I'm going to do some last minute stuff Saturday. If you see me at the store, I will be stressed. Please mind your business.
And it is game time. Seriously.
Game time. We're talking about toys this week. That's the theme. Christmas toys for the trivia question. The British Association of Toy Retailers named this the toy of the century in the year 2000. What toy was it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. So far, Billy said G.I. Joe.
Never had one.
Yeah, me either. I feel like I remember, like, boys in elementary school being like, yeah, G.I. Joe.
Is G.I. Joe in Toy Story? I can't remember if he ever... I don't remember if he ever made... Is it the third one? I don't remember.
See,
he ever got to make a feature.
Maybe. You might be onto something.
I gotta watch that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
9301 said, Bop It. I had one of those. I freaking loved them.
Dude, Bop Its are so cool.
I kind of want one again just to see how long it can last.
We should try that. Does anybody have a Bop
stick,
It?
The long one, like the stick kind. Because I know sometimes you could have it. It almost looked like a steering wheel, I would say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't have that one. I had the stick one.
I think we had the stick, too, maybe.
And I think I got it for Christmas. Because I remember now, I came home from Christmas. Like, we were driving home, and I was in the car the whole time. How did my dad like hearing, Bop It, twist it, roll it. Was there a roll?
Pull it.
Oh, pull it. Bop It. Bop It. Bop It. And you're like, okay, we've heard it.
That's how you
shut
knew
up
that he had selective hearing, because he probably was just in his head like, this is my life. This is my life. Why did I sign up for this? Yikes. Michael said, Barbie.
I would assume she would have gotten it before 2000.
I don't know. We're talking about toy of the century, though.
I guess.
The toy of the century.
And we're going to give it to Bop It. Bop It. Bop It.
Okay, jeez.
Pull it. Bop It.
You're giving me anxiety right now.
I don't like it. And you're and every time you're like, okay, maybe it's gonna do pull it now. Oh, bop
Never.
It.
It's bop it every
bop
time.
It. Seriously.
God.
The pretty
about to bop you.
Dude, I don't blame you, dude. The British Association of Toy Retailers named this the toy of the century in the year 2000. What toy was it?
You can text in your guest 319-200-1029.
I don't know. We should make it a trend that we do human Bop It.
Oh, I volunteer you.
I knew you were going to say that. You can do Bop It. Bop It. Twist it. Just twist my neck.
Oh, my God.
And you just twist my neck.
And then I'll go down in history as the Bop It murderer.
The British Association of Toy Retailers named this the toy of the century. In the year 2000, what toy is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
They named the Lego brick the toy of the century.
It makes sense. Legos have been around forever, and they still are. As of 2018, Lego sold 75 billion bricks.
That's ridiculous.
In 140 countries, okay?
How many people are stepping on those?
Oh, seriously. More than 220 million Lego sets are sold around the world every single year, which is crazy. And that works out as about 7 Lego sets sold per second.
Just sold.
Sold. We're at 21.
Sold. Sold.
I can't. She lost. My 7 multiples are a little rusty.
7. 14. 21. What's after that? 28.
35. I don't know. It gets too hard after that.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.